morning. I'm Austin Sauls.
And I'm Craig Kohlhaus. Thanks for joining us for the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Did you know that all coins from Iceland feature fish on them? Or that Lansing is the only state capital that isn't a county seat? Or that Justin Bieber lived in public housing before becoming a millionaire at age 14? If information like that is a cinch for you, then you should be in Quiz Bowl. Quiz Bowl is a competition that runs a lot like a game show, where teams of four students match answer questions in fields ranging from science to literature to art to sports.
Today, about 200 students from all over northern Iowa are in town for the Bishop Garrigan Invitational Quiz Bowl Tournament. It's one of the oldest and largest academic competitions around. The Garrigan Tournament started 21 years ago with just 8 teams from the Catholic schools around the area. It rapidly expanded, and over the years we've hosted as many as 72 teams. This year's tournament is a more manageable size, about 51 teams from 19 different schools.
Quiz Bowl is not classed, so small area schools like Armstrong, Ringstead, Sioux Central, and Bishop Garrigan will be competing head-to-head with Ankeny, one of the largest schools in the state. The Golden Bears have a long tradition of success in academic competition, and with 6 teams entered in today's tournament, they're looking for more success today. The games begin at 10 this morning. Anyone is welcome to watch, and the admission is free.
Last week brought some good news for Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band. Not only did the Bears win their 4th straight Division I rating at state, but Bishop Garrigan was the only school in their class to earn a Division I at the Fort Dodge site. Congratulations to Director Ken Furjack and the band.
15 Garrigan choir members have been working hard this fall, getting ready to audition for the All-State Choir. Sean Vasky, Nick Bronk, Christian Matthews, Dustin Miller, Philip Dietrich, Matthew Fockler, Mark Fockler, Sean Hart, John Richter, Sophia Caduce, Angelica Brosman, Grace Style, Melanie Mergen, and Dorothy Kirsch are all this year's All-State auditioners. Auditions will be next Saturday in Storm Lake, and the All-State Festival will be in November in Ames. Best wishes to all those trying out for All-State.
Two of Garrigan's runners earned All-Conference honors last Tuesday at the North Central Conference Cross Country Meet in Ventura. Aaron Reedy finished in 4th place overall, and Aaron Quinlan ended up in 9th. The Garrigan's team overall score ended up in 3rd place, and the conference mostly made up schools of 1 and 2 classes larger than they are. The boys' team took 8th place at the conference meet, with Nick Bronk topping the Bears' runner at 20th place overall. The next Thursday, the Bears will be at Holstein, where they hope to qualify for the state cross-country meet on October 29th.
Last Thursday was a big day for Garrigan junior Sean Dyson. Sean represented Garrigan in many different events in the Special Olympics over the years. And last week, he was in Estherville for the District Special Olympics Bowling Competition. Congratulations, Sean.
The freshmen, sophomores, and juniors have been busy with their number 2 pencils taking the ITEDS this year, the Iowa Test of Educational Development. The ITEDS were totally redesigned this year, so scores on last year's test can't be really compared to this year's. The old sources of information test has been eliminated. With the skills to test moved to English and social studies tests, other tests have been changed to better reflect what is actually taught in Iowa classrooms. The scores from ITEDS should be back around the time of conferences next month.
The Garrigan website, bishopgarrigan.org, is now in its 17th year on the internet. All along, the website has been created by students and mostly for students and alumni. This fall, Lucas Eichen, Victor Birdie, Jason Redding, and Billy Schiltz are maintaining the site, which is one of the most comprehensive school websites anywhere. Many of the pages they create are made with a new software package, Microsoft Web Expression, a Windows program that allows a variety of new options. A good place to start on the website is the What's New page, which details the updates that happen every single day. Be sure to check out What's New at Garrigan by going online to bishopgarrigan.org.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Mitch Ram. Here to tell you about him is John Richter.
Mitchell Ram comes to Garrigan from the St. Benedict area. He's a football captain who has won all district and all area honors. In track, he qualified for state in the Chapa and the 4x100 relay, and he was also part of the Golden Bear basketball team. Mitch is a 4-year student council member who is senior class co-president this year. He is also active in Christian leadership in action. He wants to play football in college and he'd like a career as an athletic trainer. Good luck in the future, Mitch.
Thanks, John. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's the big BGHS Quiz Bowl tournament today. The competition begins at 10, and the playoffs will start around 1:15 this afternoon.
Monday, the Algona swim team has a meet in Perry, and the freshman and sophomore football team travels to Albert City, Truesdale. Then Tuesday, there's another swim meet, this time at Charles City.
We'll have Mass on Wednesday with an early dismissal that afternoon for teacher in service. Volleyball regionals begin at Garrigan Wednesday night.
Thursday, the cross-country team runs in the district meet at Holstein. Next Friday, the football team hosts North Iowa. And then on Saturday, there are all-state editions in Storm Lake.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.